We're up to Daf Hey Amud Beis and Beitza, and I have to give a little bit of a preview or a review in order to go ahead. But once we review well, it should go very smooth. The last concept we were learning about is that a davar should be minyan, that which has been instituted as a minyan in Beis Din, in order to undo it, needs a Beis Din to undo it. The reason why we were talking about this was, of course, because there's no such thing as a coincidence, merely a coincidence. We were discussing it vis-a-vis Rosh Hashanah, that initially the reason why we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah was because of why? Because the Levium did not bring the Korban, right, Mincha time. Meaning what happened was is that since Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the month, the Edim didn't necessarily come. Comes time for Mincha, and which Korban did you bring? Was it the Mincha of weekday or of Yom Tov? Ooh. So if the Edim didn't come, you brought of Chol. But then let's say Edim came right afterwards. Uh-oh. So then the Edim came and said the Chodesh is Mekadesh. So now all of a sudden it has the status of Yom Tov, but you already brought the Mincha of the weekday, and the Levium sang this year of the weekday. So what we did is we instituted blanket rule 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which meant it had one level of Kedusha, which means that an egg that was born on the first day of Yom Tov would be also on the second day. So I hope that you guys, if you had a chicken in your backyard, if an egg was born on Monday, you didn't eat it on Tuesday. I'm just making
sure. Very Lemaisa.
Okay, it is Lemaisa because Mr. Mark has that.
No, me too.
So that's you have chickens in your backyard?
No.
No, but Mr. Mark does. Okay, now, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we're no longer concerned about the Levium messing up the shear. Why not? Because there no longer was korbanos. So there was no singing. So we're no concern about that. So therefore, maybe we say Nola Bezem Mutter Bezem. We had this concept back and forth. If it wasn't for the Beis Din that came around, it wouldn't be permissible. And then we brought Kama Vekama sources, numerous sources, to this halacha that a davar should be minyan requires a new minyan to permit it. If you remember, we discussed about A, husband and wives returning to each other, being permitted to have relations, marital relations, post Har Sinai, post the giving of the Torah. Number two, we also had that you couldn't go to a certain area by the mountain, which was allowed after. But all these things required a minyan after. Okay? So now the Gemara today, we're up to Mai Va'omer. Why do we need multiple sources to teach us this halacha of Davar Shebe Minyan, that which was established by a minyan, requires a new minyan to permit it. So we're up to Mai Va'omer, if I remember correctly, which is 4 lines up on Hey Amud Beis. Am I correct? Good. Mai Va'omer. So Hachi Kamar, this is what it meant to say. Michtei Ksiv. If it would have just said, as the preparation for Matan Torah, Hayu Nechonun L'Shloshes Yomim, be prepared for 3 days, meaning no relations with your wife, right? Al Tik Shuel Isha, don't be with your woman. And then it says, Leich emor lahem, shuva lahem lo lahem, you could go return to your tents, meaning it became permissible to have relations. Lamali, why was it necessary? Tells me, Shma Mina, this halacha teaches me, Kol Dar Shabinya, that which was outlawed by Beis Din, namely relations with your wife, Tzarech Minyan Achel HaTiru, needs another minyan to permit it. Okay, so we have our source. So then the Gemara says, okay, why do I need an additional source? The Chitema, maybe you'll just slug that up and say the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shuvu Lachem Lo Aleichem, you can return to your tents, permitting relations, is Lemitzvahs Onahu Da'asa. It's not coming to tell me that it's permissible to be with your wife, right? Because this Isser became permissible automatically. But the reason why it's telling us to go to your wives is to teach us the mitzvah of Ona. The mitzvah, what's the mitzvah of Ona? Not only is it permissible to be with your wife, it is a Torah commandment to be with your wife. That the Torah tells us is you must be with, you're obligated to your wife. Oh, so it's not coming to tell me that Davar Shebe Minyan, Tzarech Minyan, Achel HaAtir, that which is prohibited by a minyan needs a new minyan to permit it. So Tashma, that's why we need the second pasuk of Bimsho Chayovel Hema Yalu Bahar. That when you hear the true or the sound of the shofar, that means that the Hashem is leaving the mountain and now you're allowed to climb the mountain that was originally banned during the time of Har Sinai. So Mechte Ksiv, Gamatzon Ve'abokar, that's what it says. Mechte Ksiv, it says that initially that Moshe by the mountain says, Gamatzon Ve'abokar Al Yiru Al Mula Haru, even the flocks and the cattle, you shouldn't graze by this mountain, meaning near Har Sinai. Ha-ha-ha-hu. So we learn from here, the Isser is said specifically when there is Kedusha. So why does it say Bimsho Chayovel? Why does it tell me after the sound of the shofar? Lamali Shmamina. This comes to teach me Dover Biminyan, Tzarech Minyan Acher La'atir. That principle which we're trying to do. That, yes, it didn't, naturally it would have been permitted, but that's not good enough. You know why it's not good enough to be naturally permitted, even when the Shechina leaves? Is because since it was banned by a minion, by Beis Din, it needs another Beis Din, namely HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to permit it. Okay, so now we have the principle. So why do I need another source for this? What was the other source that we had? We had the sugya of Kerem Ravai. Do you remember this case of Kerem Ravai? Kerem Ravai was the vineyard in his fourth year. So initially we said that if you're within one day walking distance of Yerushalayim for the Kerem Ravai, you had to bring that stuff to Yerushalayim. There was somebody who redeemed it and didn't bring it. We said it's a good thing. It was, we got rid of that rule that we had a minion to undo it. Why did it need to say that? Naturally, that rule was gone. Why? Because what was no longer around? The Beis HaMikdash. And since the Beis HaMikdash wasn't around, the Sfara, the logic as to why you would bring all of the grapes to Yerushalayim was gone. Why was it gone? Because we didn't need to decorate and crown Yerushalayim because it didn't have the Beis HaMikdash. So why do we need the halacha there? Why do we need to tell me that Dover Shebe Minyan, Tzorech Minyan Acher La'atiro, by the case of Kerem Ravai? I already learned it by the case of the Shofar after Sinai, after Sinai. It says, V'chitei Mahani Mili Bidarais, because maybe I would say that halacha of Dover Shebe Minyan, Tzorech Minyan Acher La'atiro, only applies min HaTorah, Aval Bidarabanan Loi. But when it comes to a Din Darabanan, namely the halacha of bringing the Kerem Ravai to Yerushalayim, maybe there I wouldn't say it. Tashma, Kerem Ravai, come teach me the din of Kerem Ravai. That according to, and he brings a raya, ha Kerem Ravai, derabanan, that Kerem Ravai, that was usher to redeem it, but yet to bring it to Yerushalayim was only a din derabanan. Karmilei, v'karmilei, v'nimnu alecha chaver chavetir. That's why he came to tell us that your chaverim came together and permitted it. Because without that announcement of your chaverim permitting it, since it was prohibited by the Chevra, by the Bezin, it can't be permitted without, unless there is a Bezin. Even though the Sfara doesn't apply. Says the Gemara, V'chi Tema. Now we have one last thing, which is the case of the egg. Not the chicken, the egg, the case of the egg. V'chi Tema, Beitza, Nami, Imnu Ale, Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Zakkai, Vishaya. Maybe you'll say that the case of the Beitza, that Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Zakkai, and his Chevra, they permitted it, and after the Takana was nullified, that they should accept Edim up until Mincha, so therefore it began again to be two different days. So maybe they would say like this, Ki imanu ha'edus, abeitza lo imnu. Maybe you could say that when they originally got rid of the ban of accepting the Edus all day, it was only on the Edus, but on the Beitza they didn't. Let me explain, because I didn't explain before, which I normally like to do. Remember we said before that they stopped accepting Edus when? After Mincha. Why? Because it messed up the Levium. And because of that, it had the status of one Kedusha. And because of that, the egg that was born on Monday becomes prohibited on Tuesday. So since Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai already allowed Edus to come now after Mincha, why? Because we were no longer concerned about the Levium being messed up. Why not? Because there was no longer any Korbanos. So maybe, since we now accept Edom all day, I should now say, naturally, there are two Kedushas. Because as long as Edom come after Mincha, there's two Kedushas. Why? Because I could get, if let's say Edom came, Shkia was 6 o'clock, Edom came 5 o'clock, before now, before Shkia, so the first day is Rosh Hashanah, the second day is not. So right, it's two Kedushas.
Did Edom testify at night?
No. That's why I said 5 o'clock, not 6 o'clock, after 6, right? So 5 o'clock. So once we have that minion permitting the edim, naturally the egg becomes mutzbar. So they said, ki imanu a'edus, came together about edus, a'beitza lo nimnu, but they never made a takana about the beitza, and you would have thought that the beitza remains usher. Yeah.
Rosh Chodesh is usually the moon at night, and then you come and test it.
Correct.
Night.
No, by morning. That's why, for example, if you forget Yalav Yavo at night, guess what? You don't have to repeat it. Why not? Why not? Because Beis Din does not accept testimony at night.
So, like, they just never said Yal Yavel at night.
They did if it was day 31. Aye, so why by day 31 if you forget? There's a good kasha.
But like, what's the whole deal with like days starting at night? Like, that's like all
No, that's true. Just Beis Din doesn't operate at night.
I understand.
Beis Din never operates at night.
Why can't they?
That's a pasuk in the Torah. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Beis Din only operates by day.
Is there a reason? Like,
gotta look in the Rishon. But Beis Din only operates by day. Okay, anyway, the Gemara then continues to bring Abaye, who argues with Rabbi Yosef. Amalei Abaye, Otu Beitza B'minyam Mihavi. Wait a second. Did we ever ban the Beitza born on Monday on Tuesday? No. Beitza B'Eidah is Talia Milsa. The only reason why the Beitza born on Monday became banned on Tuesday is because we didn't accept Eidah. It was what you would call a unintended consequence. What's that called again? Collateral damage? It was the collateral damage of not accepting Eidus. Since we didn't accept Eidus on Monday anymore, and we automatically says there was 2 days of Yontif, so therefore it got Kedusha Achas. It was a consequence. So since Beitza be'Eidus Talia Milsa, Itzer Eidus, Itzer Beitza. Once the Eidus was banned, the Beitza became banned. But Ishtari Eidus, once we accepted Eidus all day, because it was no longer a problem, because we weren't worried about the Korban, Ishtari Beitza, the Beitza should be permissible. So the Beitza born on Monday should be permissible on Tuesday, because no lebezeh, mutter bezeh, because it's what's called Shtei Kedushos. Okay, the Gemara brings one additional shita. Ravada Rav Shalma Trevayu mi Beit Kulchios. They're both from the town of Beit Kulchios. Amri. Af mi takonas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, even from the time that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana, that he would establish, that he would accept the edus of the chodesh from day 30 and on, ve'elech, the beitza asura. The beitza remained asur. Aye, we accepted the edus. So therefore, if we accepted edus all day of 30, it shows there are two kedushas. Why should the beitza born on Monday be asur on Tuesday? Ma'i taima. So he says like this. And this is beautiful. Meheri yibana beis hamikdash. Hopefully, the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt speedily in our day. And therefore, we have to. What comes back into place when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built? What comes back?
Korbanos.
And then we might have the problem of the Levim saying this year on the wrong day. And what are people going to say? Ishtaked v'yomru. Ishtaked last year, l'milo yachalnu beitza b'yom tov sheni. Did we not eat beitza that was born on Monday on Tuesday? And the reason why is because we accepted Eidus all day. But now they're not going to accept Eidus all day. Why? Because they might get mixed up with the Shira. Hashanami Nechel. Today also we should be able to eat an egg born on Monday, on Tuesday. And they didn't know that last year they were considered two Kedushas because they accepted the testimony all day. And Hashta, and now Kedusha Achasi. And now, since the Beis HaMikdash has been rebuilt, they're no longer going to accept the Eidus all day. They're not going to accept it after Mincha. And they're going to assume that there are 2 days of Yom Tov because we don't want the Leviim messing up with the Shir. So because of that, he always treated it as one Kedusha vis-a-vis the egg. So says the Gemara, if our concern is that next year the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, and therefore an egg born on Monday becomes prohibited on Tuesday, we shouldn't accept Eidus all day. You know why? Ihachi says, Eidus nami, loy nekabel. We shouldn't accept the Eidus all day. Why? My time. Meheri bana Beis HaMikdash. Hopefully the Beis HaMikdash will be speedily rebuilt. V'yomer, they're going to say, Eshtakid, last year, milo kibilnu Eidus achodesh kol yom kula. Do we not accept the Eidus the entire day? You know why we accepted the Eidus the entire day before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? Because we were not concerned about the Leviim messing up the Shir of Mincha. Hashanami Nekabel. So too, after the Beis HaMikdash, we should also. But the problem is that if the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt, you might accept Eidus after Mincha, and guess what? Problem. You know what the problem is? The problem is, Levim, you might accept it after Mincha, and Levim already said the Shir Shalchol. So says the Gemara, faulty comparison. You know what the difference between egg and Beis Din is? Beis Din knows. People don't know. Hachi Hashta. Rabbi Kamenetsky gives the perfect translation for Hachi Hashta. Even though it literally means Hachi Hashta means so now. You ready for this? Hachi Hashta means faulty comparison. That's the best way to teach it. Faulty comparison. Hachi Hashta. Hasam, He got it from somebody in elementary school. That's the way they're Rebbe Taish. But Hachi Ashtu is a great way, faulty comparison. It is a bad comparison between the case of the Beis Din and the case of the individual eating the egg. Why? Hasam, over there, Ha'edus Mesur is LeBeis Din. The Edus is given over to Beis Din. Beis Din's not going to make a mistake. Because Beis Din's going to know when you rebuild the Beis Hamikdash, they're the learned people. Right? So Beis, but when it comes to the egg, everybody's got eggs in their backyard. Even Jack has a chicken coop in his backyard. L'chol Mesur was given to everybody. It was given to everybody. So since it was given to everybody, therefore, we ban the egg, but we don't ban accepting the Edus. Okay, finish up. Rav Amar Af B'Tekadosh Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Ve'elech Beis Asur. Even the time of Yochanan Ben Zakkai of accepting the Edus all day, an egg remains Asur. Why? Milo Moder Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai agree? She'afim bo Edim and Amincha V'lamala. That even if Edim came Mincha and after Mincha, meaning at 5 o'clock after you brought the Korban Mincha by 4:30, or Davin Mincha, Shinogana Osa Yom Kodesh L'Macha Kod. We still did 2 days of Rosh Hashanah because of the Tefillah, so it doesn't make a difference. V'amarav and Rav comes to Hilchasa, the Rav Bahani Tlas. So Rav says the Halacha follows like Rav in the following three cases. Number one, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra, both Lekula and Lechumra. What are the three cases? Nola on the first day, right? That Rav is Mekel, that he permits on the second day, okay? Whether it's Lechumra, those are the two cases, that Shabbos and Yom Tov that are next to each other, that according to Rav, a Beitza that's born on the first day becomes Usher on the second day, if Yom Tov and the Shabbos are next to each other, or either way. So those are the two cases. L'chumra. Zayga zutn shtark. Everybody have an amazing day. I shut the bell so it won't ring at 7:50.